Okay, yeah, so quickly. Yeah, all right, I just wanted to mention a shot on Ashrei. In Ashrei, so it's written in the Aleph Beis, and when you get to Nun, there's a skip, right? So the question is why? What the mystery of the missing Nun, right? So the Gemara discusses it in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos on Dalet says. Dalet Amud Aleph, no. Dalet Amud Beis. It says, Amar Bilazar Avina, Kol Amar Tila, LeDavid, Choyom, Shoshpam, Uftach Losha, Hu Ben Ol Abba. Right, okay. My time, are you there? Mishim Da Asi of Aleph Beis, name Ashrei, Timi Mederach. Okay. Because it has more, lots of Aleph Beis. No, that's a long one. Elamishum disbei fazeh name alagol zebei nosnach almasar. Elamishum disbei tarti. Fine. Now it's like Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei ma lo nemra nun baashrei mipnei sheyesh bo ma poloson shalsona Yisrael. Because that's the downfall of Bnei Yisrael. It's a euphemism. Dechsev nafla lo sosef kum besulas Yisrael. Okay, so that's the pasuk in Amos. So what does that pasuk say? It talks about the downfall of Bnei Israel. So pick another nun.
Yeah, man.
Pick another nun.
Exactly.
What's the whole thing over here?
Or any other letter can be downfall also.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to say it like this, just a quick shot here, is that really, really, Tehil David, this capital Tehillim is really all the greatest shvachos, right? And that's the Aleph through Taf, the shvachos hamakom. And the truth of the matter is, every letter is supposed to exemplify some sort of an idea of Shevach. And when David got to Nun, so the truth of the matter is that the greatest Shevach is, you know, Bikrovaya Kadesh, an idea that God is not nosei ponim to any person or any group. And really when the onesh is when there's a onesh given to tzaddikim, that really is a great shevach. That truthfully is, that is a tremendous, it really is appropriate in Ashrei to mention the idea that that God judges even his chosen nation. He judges them with fairness and gives them what they deserve, even when it's detrimental to them. But when David got to that pasuk, and it says v'lo kum, that's what the Rashba explains, it's worse than any other pasuk, that really is the ultimate expression of a tehillah, of a shevach. But when he got to it, apparently he couldn't say it. So he had no choice but to skip it. In other words, the skip is really because it is appropriate. But it was something that he couldn't do. So they had to leave it blank. Can't fill it in with something else, because that would imply that, you know, he has to express the, it's an expression of the idea that this is like an unutterable shevach. It's the greatest shevach, but it can't be, it's too painful to even discuss it. So you have to skip it. Okay.
It's good that in the Gemara it says,
right.
Like even when they say
right.
about it, they
right.
say
right. I saw this morning, I didn't see it before, but the Gilyon HaShas quotes Chuvas HaRashba. And he has something similar over there. It's interesting. Similar idea. Alright. So, yes, I wanted to go over, I was learning a little with the guys this summer, about we were interested in the topic of Mechikas Hashem and Shemos and what to do with all the piles of Shemos. But in the process, we took up this sugya over here of the writing of Parsha. What's the status of such a thing? So let's take a look at the Gemara in Samach and Gittin. Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. No. Where is that? Yeah. Yesholchu le'bnei golo l'Rabbi Chalbo. Mahu likros b'chumoshin b'beis ha'knesses. B'tzibor. So, what's the halacha? You're allowed to read from a chumash in shul b'tzibor. So what is a chumash? So it's not what we call a chumash. Rashi says sheyesh shekosvim lehem chamisha chumashin kol chumash echad sholem la'atzmo. V'chol sifreyem hayu b'megillah or b'galila k'sefer Torah shelanu. So basically they used to write individual chumashim. But it would be written ala klaf, b'dyo, with the atzei chayim. You know, it would be the full all the requirements of Sefer Torah, but they would just write one chumash. So can you read from that chumash in shul for Kriyas HaTorah? Lo hava biyodeh. He didn't know. Also shayle l'Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha lo hava biyodeh. He also didn't know. Also shol be midrasha. So they asked it to the general base medrash. Upashtua meha, and they resolved it from this. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sefer Torah shechoser yiriya achas ein korin bo. So they said, okay, we can resolve it from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing a column, you're not allowed to read from it. So this should be a kol shekein. If it's missing one column. If it's incomplete, because it's missing one column, you can't read from it. And certainly, if you only have one sefer, the lohi, and it wasn't. That's not a good raya. Hasam mechusa b'milse, hachalo mechusa b'milse. So over there, it's actually missing in its thing. What does that mean? Rashi shekorin lo sefer Torah v'chosru. It's called a Sefer Torah, they call it a Sefer Torah, but it's deficient. Whereas over here, it's not Chaser B'Milsei. It's called a Chumash, and it is a Chumash. It's a good thing they call it a Chumash. Okay, yeah. So that's basically the din. That it's not comparable to a Sefer Torah that's Chosa Yiriyachas. Okay, so what's the halacha? So in other words, they couldn't resolve it from that. But what is the halacha l'maisa? Rabba of Rav Yosef, so they were the co-Rosh Hashivas, Damri Tervayu, Ein Koran B'chumashim B'Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Kavod Sibor. So they said, no, you can't read in the Beis HaKnesses from a Chumash because of Kavod Tzibur. Why is it lacking in Kavod Tzibur? Because it means that Tzibur is poor. It implies that Tzibur is poor. And they're not fulfilling their mitzvah. There's a chiyuv of every community to purchase Sefer Torah. It's one of the halachas of Shechinim. You're supposed to get a Sefer Torah. So it's like, it's a genai to them that they couldn't do that. But what do you see from here? It's kosher for Kriya. Okay? It seems pretty clear. It's perfectly kosher for Kriya. Alright? Which is, on its face, a little bit strange. I mean, it's not a Sefer Torah. Alright, let's go a little further.
So, why it is a Chumash if you're reading from Yoadin to Kriya?
Right.
Could you just do Bereshit, like Noah? Does it like have to be a whole?
Okay, so that's the next question. So then where it says, "Hi Sefer Aftarta, also lemikri be'Shabbos." So what's a Sefer Aftarta? So they used to have is that we used to have one. Do we still have one?
Yeah.
That, we just don't need it anymore.
Right. That you would they would write the individual haftoros on a cloth. It wouldn't be a sefer of wouldn't be a complete sefer of Shmuel or whatever. It would just be a sefer of the haftoros. But it was written on a cloth. So can you use a sefer haftarta on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Hi, sefer haftarta also le mikri baby Shabbos. You cannot read from it on Shabbos. Also, my taimo delo nitan likasev. So what does that mean? Rashi delo nitan likasev pochos mi sefer echad sholem laatzmo. You're not allowed, it's not given to be written less than one whole sefer to itself. So what's the problem? Why can't you read from this? Because it wasn't supposed to be written. It wasn't nitan likasev. Mar baravashi omar litiltuli nami also. You can't even move it. My taimo dahava dahalo chazi lemikribei. Okay, it means on Shabbos. It's muktzah. Velohi. The Gemara says, but in fact, it's not true. Shari l'tiltulei v'shari l'mikribei. You are, in fact, allowed to move it and even to read from it. The Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish ma'ayni b'sifra da'agadata b'shabsa. Because Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish learned a sefer agadata on Shabbos. V'halo nitan likasev, and you're not allowed to write that either. Rashi, v'halo nitan likasev, shum dvar gemar v'halocha v'agadta, kidamin l'komon. Eila atakosev. Yeah, so that's the Gemara on the next daf, that says, that, kelpia dvar ma'eila, ksov l'chos dvar ma'eila. So this is a stira. First is Ksov Chos Dvarma Eila, and then it says Al Pi Advarma Eila Karati Bris. So the Gemara says Ha Ketsa Dvarm Shebichsav Yata Rashay La Omr Al Peh Dvarm Shal Peh Yata Rashay La Omr Bichsav. Yeah. So that's for that. So Sefer Agadah is Torah Shebal Peh that they're not allowed to write. But yet Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were learning from a Sefer Agadah on Shabbos, and if you're not allowed to write it, you shouldn't be able to move it. So the Gemara says, why did they do it? Ela kevan delo efshar eis lasos l'Hashem efiris hosecho. Hochanami kevan delo efshar eis lasos l'Hashem efiris hosecho. Rashi kevan delo efshar milichtov kishenis ma'et halev hator mishtakeches. It's impossible not to write it because we're not capable of, we don't have as much ability to understand and retain, and therefore the Torah will be lost. Eis lasos Hashem im bo eis lasos takon l'shem shemayim. That's the Rashi interpreting. If there comes a time we have to do a takon l'shem shemayim, hefer divrei Torah l'sha hatzricha. So that's why they had the right to put down the sefer Agadah. They had the right to commit the Torah Shebal Peh to Ksav. Hochanami, kevan delo efshar, she'ein l'chol tzibor v'tzibor yacholas lichtov neviim sholem, so too, we're allowed to write the Sefer Haftarta. Yeah. But what is the problem with writing the Sefer Haftarta? What is the problem of writing the Sefer Haftarta?
Is that when they couldn't read the Torah, so they had to use the Haftoras for...
I mean, that's the that's an idea of how it got started, but they're just talking about the... They say that they don't have the Tzibor doesn't have the money to buy, like we have, every set of every single Navi. So listen to the Ritva. He says, I'm sorry, not up to that yet. And let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. So now the Gemara is like this. Bo mine Abaye me Rabo. Mahu. So what do we have so far? So far we have that you can't read from a Chumash in the Tzibor because of Kavod HaTzibor. You really shouldn't be allowed to write a Sefer Haftarta, but we're matir it because of Eis Lasos. And now the Gemara has another question. Bo mine Abaye me Rabo. Mahu lichtov Megillah letinok lehislamed ba. Can you write a Megillah for a kid to learn from? So what, they all want to learn Megillah? No. So it means, a Megillah means Parsha Levada Shel Torah, Oshtayim. Doesn't mean learning Megillah. It means you want to teach the kid the Parsha. So what do you do? It's hard to have a Sefer Torah or a Chumash for every student. So you would write a Parsha. Write down a Parsha. That's called a Megillah. Are you allowed to write a Parsha for a Tino to learn from? So the Gemara is like this. Tiboy lamanda omar Torah Megillah Megillah nitla. Nitna. Tiboy lamanda omar Torah chasuma nitna. So there's an old machlokes about how the Torah was given. And Abaye says his question is on either side that you choose. Whether you hold the Torah was given Megillah, Parsha, or if it was given Chasuma. So what does each side mean? So Rashi, Lamanda, Amr, Lakom, Bishmaitin, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, Kishin, Nemra, Parsha, Lamosha, Hayakosva. So that means as each Parsha was given to Moshe, he would write it. Ulibisof, Mem, Shona, Kishin, Nigmaru, Kola, Parshios, Chibron, Begidin, Vitofron. So that's Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. As the Parsha was given to Moshe, he would write it. And at the end of 40 years, he's put it all together. Okay? That's one shita. The other shita is Chasuma Nitna. Lo nichtava ad sof mem la'achashe nemru kola parshios kulon. It wasn't written down until the end of 40 years. And until all of the parshios were given. V'hanemros lo b'shana rishona shnia. So what did they do until the end of the 40 years? Hayusadiros lo alpe ad shekosvan. And the ones that he learned that he was given over earlier, he had to keep them balpe until he wrote them down. Okay, so those are the two deos of how the Torah was given to Moshe. Okay. So he says the boy we go according to either deo. Lamand Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna Tiboy. Lamand Amar Torah Chasuma Nitna Tiboy. Lamand Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna Kevin the Megillah Megillah Nitna Kosvin. Okay. O Dilma Kevin the Idbik. So do you say that since it was given to Parsha, therefore we can write Parsha? Or do you say, no, since it was eventually put together into one Sefer, now it's one Sefer. O Dilma, Atiboy Laman Dama Torah Chasuma Nitna. And it's the same question, and I also have a question if you say it was given Chasuma. Kevin de Chasuma Nitna Ein Kosvin. Okay. O Dilma, Kevin de Lo Efshar Kasvinon. Or do you have to rely on the idea of Eis Lasos? Because of Eis Lasos, you have to do it.
Does it mean Kivin de Lo Efshar?
Lo Efshar means Eis Lasos, like we said by the Sefer Haftarta. You just can't do it. It's just too hard. Is there a heter because it's too hard? Because you're not going to be able to teach the kids. So does that create a heter of Eis Lasos? Amar Lai Ein Kosvin. He said, nope, can't write it. Uma Tam. And the reason, Lefish Ein Kosvin, is because you can't write it. Rashi, v'yafiu l'man damar megillah megillah nitna kevan de idbik idbik. That's the way Rashi learns. That what? That Rabba's answer was, what does it mean, my taima, l'fisha ein kosvim? He's saying, even according to the man damar who holds, saying it's not just the whole thing like the side that says it was chasuma nitna, where you definitely can't do it, but even, and there's no eis lasos, but even according to the side that says it was megillah megillah nitna, he holds kevan de idbik idbik. Yeah, now the Ritva says, my time of the low need, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's go a little further. So now it goes like this. Eisve. Af hi also saw tabla shel zohov sheparsha sota ksuva aleha. So that we just had from Shavuos, right? That was the second thing, the other thing that Hilni and Malka made. Now he used to make the golden, right. But she also made a golden tablet that had the Parsha Sota on it. So that the Kohen could write it down, could copy from it. So why is this Akasha? Rashi, Afi Hilmi Amalko, yeah, Parsha Sota, Lichtov Mishom, Parshios, Lesotos Abos. Okay. So it's an interesting gift. But apparently it shows you that what? That they wrote a Parsha. They wrote a Parsha. Om Rabbi Shem Ben Lokesh, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Ba'alef Beis. Kloma Rosh Tevos. They didn't write it out. They just wrote Rosh Tevos. Eisvei Kishu Kosev Rov HaKosev, Mashi Kosev B'Tablo. No, they would go word for word. Yep. They sort of figured it out from the tablet. Not exactly what was written in the tablet. Mahu kosev b'tablo. And what was written there? Im shochav, im lo shochav. So the parsha over there. Hochav mayaskinan b'seirugin. So you're right. That's what the tablet did. Definitely had the whole parsha there. So how could they do it? They wrote it b'seirugin, like start and stop, like tchilas hamikra hayakosov. Well, different interpretations of this. Rashi over here says it means tchilas hamikra hayakosov teva shlema ulebesof roshe tevos. Not sure exactly what he means by that, but because it said before they did everything written straight from the tablet. The other pshat is it's like three words and then a big space and then three words. Like that's how the Rambam seems to interpret it. Okay, but basically he's holding it would be a problem otherwise. Yeah, so the Gemara says, or the Gemara says, no, you could say kitanoi. That's a machlokas tanaim, really. What's the machlokas tanaim? Ein kosim megillah latinok l'islamid bo avim daito l'ashlem mutter. So that's like Rabba's holding. You can only write it if you're going to finish it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bebracious Adora Mabel, Betoris Kohanim Ad Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. He held, you can write, Rashi, Shu Gemar Tzivoy HaKabonos. So that's apparently the other Shita that holds you can write Parsha Parsha. It's interesting, because he sounds like there are specific Parshios you have to be able to write. Mm-hmm. You have to do an Inyan. Okay. So how do we hold on this? So we hold, so it's a big question. I mean, the Rif Paskins, everyone says the straight posh, plain shot in the Gemara is it should be Asur. Because, that's Rabba, Tanakama, and, that's the, there's no one who argues. But the Rif Paskins, that's mutter. And it's not clear why. The Rush, basically they want to say that he changed, that he holds Eis Lasos. Bismanazah. Okay.
Even though the Gemara brought that up. Right?
Even though the Gemara brought that up, so they want to say the Eis Lasos changes. Yeah. Me, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish started with Agadatha, And obviously, we eventually wrote down more. And I want to say now the riff was being realistic for his time already, and he held it sus because of Eis Lasus. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam paskins is mut because of Eis Lasus. Yeah. But the Rambam says that Rambam paskins it's sus. But it's interesting. I want to say one other interesting study, though, before we go, just get all the facts right, is the Gemara in Yevamos. Interesting Gemara in Yevamos. In Yevamo, so it says that when they would write a get for the Yevamo, so they would write down everything that had been done. And part of what had been done is that they made her read the psukim, and they made him read the psukim. So, there's a question, when you're writing the get for the Yevamo, how do you write out the psukim that she said, and he said? So it says, Amar Abai, Hai man dekosev gita dechalitzta lichtov hachi. Lichtov hachi akrinua ledido min ma me'ein yevami ad ova yevami. You should write it like this. Lichtov hachi. We read to her from me'ein yevami up until ova yevami. Vakranihu lidide min lo ad lakachta. Vakrinua lidida min kocha viad cholutz hanal. Right? So he didn't want to write the psukim. He didn't want to write the psukim. So that's a bay. Apparently he held from Rabba's psak. So the Gemara says, Mar Zutra Misartet Uksiv Lekule Parsha. So Mar Zutra made Sirtut, right? And he wrote the whole Parsha, right? Yeah, Rashi's funny. Rashi is me'ein ad yevami, mipnei she'aget ena mesurtat lo boi lemichtav kulei posuk. The kaimalon ein kosin dalat tevas below sirtut. It's interesting. Rashi says it makes it more in terms of the sirtut over here. But let's see. The Gemara comes around. And he did mesartet get chalitza v'kosav lekula parsha. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says. Right? Our problem, Rashi, Parsha, Bifnei Atzmo, V'Mesechus Gittin, Perakani Zokin, Diktani Ein, Kosim, Megillah, Latino, Kles, Lame, Ba. So how can you write these psukim down? It's not Nitan Likosev. The Gemara says, V'Hilchusa, Kavasi, Demar Zutra. Allah, as we do it. Doesn't explain why. So Rashi says, the kosvin, the lo dummy lekosev megillah latinok l'islami ba, the hasam adaita the parsha ksivle, the tahavi kimegillah kitana, the kimlon torah chasuma nitna, aval hai sviras dvarmu, valav bekidushasehu, hilka hilchusa kamar zutra de bamakom mitzvah shari. So Rashi says, over there, it's a problem. Because you're writing it a date of the parsha, but like a Megillah Ketana, and we hold it was really given chasuma, but this is just sviras dvarim, not really writing a parsha. Writing this is what she said, but still Rashi says makom mitzvah you need. Okay, all right. I wanted to just to see if we can understand a little bit the idea of what does it mean lo nitan likasev in general over here, and also what's the difference. See, the one of the rushes is a very strange thing. when he tries to be matzdek the riff. He says, how could the riff learn Megillah, Megillah, though he can write a Megillah? So he says, well, maybe he really holds that the Gemara concludes, maybe he holds the Gemara that really holds Parsha, Parsha, Nitna. And he says, and the Raya is, you can write a Chumash. What's the difference? If you really hold given to Idbik, Idbik, what's the difference between a Chumash and a Parsha?
Right.
And it wasn't, right? So, alright, there's a big problem with the Rush, what he's talking about, because it seems like everybody held you could do the Chumash no matter what you held about the Parsha. But it does bring up an interesting question. It is an interesting question. What is the difference between Parsha, Parsha versus Chumash? I mean, Kevin the Idbik, Idbik. What's the difference? The other question also is, this is interesting, is the Ritva says. The Ritva says, on the Mai Taima, the Lo Nitan Likase by the Sefer Aftarta. So he says in Gittin. Gotta be careful in Gittin with the Ritva. This is actually Kreskes. A little confusing. But he's good. He says, "Varehu kikore dvarim shebichsav al peh." Now, what is the problem with the Sefer Aftarta? If you would write a Sefer Aftarta, right? What was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, can you read from the Sefer Aftarta on Shabbos? Right? Aser lemikri beg, my time of the lonita and likosev. So, what's the problem? So the Ritva says, because now it's going to come out that you're reading bal peh. Now, as if it doesn't have, if it's not nitan likasev, so then it doesn't have a kedusha sefer. Doesn't have a kedusha sefer. It's just considered bal peh. Vas,
huh? The same problem with the sota.
Well, there's not. You don't have to do a kri over there. But he says vasikna dishari lemikri bezeh ulatil tuli, and we concluded that it's mutter to read and to carry. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from Ma'ayin and Sefer Agadta mishum eis lasos. The only problem is, Mishum Eis Lasos is very nice, but what about the fact that it still is not a Sefer of Torah Sheva Chav? It's still not a Sefer Kisvei Kodesh. You might say, look, we have no choice, we have to write things. But why isn't it still, how do you get rid of the Kriya Baal Peh? So as a footnote is bothered by, so you gotta say, it's two takanas they made, and I mean, it becomes a problem.
You have to read the
Haftorahs.
You can't read them about that.
According to the Ritva, I mean Kreskes. I mean, it's a question. It's a big question, Bizman Hazeh. This becomes a big question, Bizman Hazeh. That with the say, when they were mata to say for Aftarta, so what about a printed Chumash? You know what I mean?
No, are they saying you can read about
Peh? Are they saying you can read about Peh? And I, Dvarm Shebiksav Yatarashalom, about Peh? Okay, Eis Lasos. You know what I mean? And they had to write it because they didn't know about Peh, whatever.
Or they giving that a Dinksav.
Well, somehow or other it resolves that. So, it really is wild. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Dalet, in Aruch Chaim, so the Magen Avraham and the Taz go wild over there. I mean... They want to say, the Taz, I think, over there wants to say that a printed Chumash, a printed Tanakh, a Nach, could possibly have a real Kedusha Sefer. Wild stuff.
You know the scars aren't written
with Shema? It's problems. He wants to go with everything. Well, first of all, they hold, most of the Acharim seem to hold printing is really Ksiva. Uh-huh. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole description of the printing press and how that works. Is what's the difference if you're pressing the pen on the paper or the paper on the pen? And you know, they go through his whole thing. But he does have a problem with the Askaras, the Aruch HaShulchan.
Right.
And then they would say, Dio, you don't need... they go all kinds of coolers. Cloth is not necessary for Kisvei Kodesh, only for Sefer Torah. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't go for all of it. He says, no, it's you got to use Sefer Aftarta. But it's a problem. I mean, what is going on with the Sefer of Tarta? Were they matir bal peh or not? I mean, that's the Ritva. See, the Ritva is saying lo nitan likasev. So what's the problem? The problem is the real problem of Sefer of Tarta is that the kriya is bal peh. So you can okay. So you can say you have a right to put it down. You have a right to write it. But how does that? How does that remove the Kriya Shabbat?
Why would it be mutzah?
If it was not nizan likasev? Oh, you mean if it had no reason? You mean
you still learn from it?
It's a good question. Truth of the matter is, kisvei kodesh that are not written properly, you're supposed to put. You're supposed to get rid of them.
Like Geniza or something.
Like Geniza. I mean, it's a very interesting gemara over there in Kol Kisvei. Says that it's a question. If you have, you're only allowed to save from the fire kisvei kodesh, according to one man domer. Kisvei kodesh ksuvim properly in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And it's machlokas in the Gemara, and the other one says no, you can save even if it's written tirgum. But we hold the maisa really that you only save kisvei kodesh or the ksuvim in Hebrew. And then the Gemara has a story that Rabbi Gamliel had a sefer Iyov b'tirgum. See, Iyov was always hard. Rabbi Gamliel, the grandfather of Rebbe, had a sefer written, an Iyov written in Tirgum, and then, he found it. Apparently it wasn't his, because when he got hold of it, he said, put it in a place and let it get destroyed. It's a question, does it need Geniza, or he could like allowed it to be destroyed on its own, like put it in a Makom Hefker. The Rambam has that. Not supposed to keep it. if it's not written properly, it's not supposed to be maintained. So we hold Bizman Azeh, most of the Rishonim bring down now that Ace Lasos, you're allowed to write a Gemara, so therefore you can save it from a fire. But the Rambam doesn't have that. Okay, anyway. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from the Tashbats. It's one of the first ones, I don't remember. Two, three, something like that. Where he has a tshuva, he quotes a tshuva from the Rambam's father on this topic. On the topic of writing part of a parsha. Anyhow. So the Rambam also has a tshuva about this, right? He has a question about a talis that has the parsha of tzitzis embroidered on it. So they asked the Rambam, they said there was a guy in town, and he had the whole parsha of tzitzis embroidered on his talis. And he says the Gadol HaIr criticized him, and he wouldn't accept the criticism. And he wrote the Shem Hashem in three yuds. That's how the Sfaradim, you ever see in the Sidurim, the Sfaradic Sidurim? They have two yuds and then one across. So the Rambam says like this: Ma'isa zechet ve'ein nochon klal v'asa mishnei tamim. So what this guy did is definitely usher. Two reasons. We'll just the first reason is one that we're interested. She'ein lichtov min haTorah psukim, avo yichtov shalosh tevos v'lo yoser. You're not allowed to write a pasuk from the Torah. You're only allowed to write three words and no more. Vim nidcha kenu lehevi pasuk l'raya. Let's say we're learning and we need to bring down our pasuk. Nishane aksiva v'nasa simonin. You should change it. Change the ksav a little bit. O nichtov mikol teva os achas oshtayim. Abbreviate it. V'naniach shara teva. O nichtov b'seirugin. Doesn't define the term. Vafilu misha hita lichtov parsha latinok l'islamid ba dafka l'islamid v'fisha lo nitna torah l'ikosev parsha v'kol shikain pasuk v'ulai tomer hani mili b'kosev ala sefer v'dyo. So maybe you'll say that's only an isser if you're writing it ala sefer v'dyo. Ava lichros be'etzem u'bazov o'lirkom be'begadim mutter dak yein chilek ben ksiva l'charisa. There's no difference between writing and etching. Like Hilni, like it says in Gittin, afi asa tavlish ozov shparsha sotik suva leha u'becharisa ha'yasa, that was etched. The hoya ha'koin matik mimena v'kosev ala sefer parach tamud shema minoa Kosa Megillah Tino Islam Ibos. The Gemara says, you see, that's a raya, you're allowed to write it. And they go with his answers, whatever it is. He says, but the basically, what do you see? You see from that, Halamad Tha Shecharisa Asura.
So you see from that Gemara, the Gemara is learning that if you hold, it's usur to write a parsha letinok leslamid ba, it's not simply an isur in dio and ala klaf bidio. It'd be an isur even etched. So Ram says, "Vehu adin birakima." He says, basically saying, it's not. It doesn't go by the kashrus of a sefer Torah. It's not like. V'kasher ra'inu b'mitzrayim shayulochim tasei kesef v'zov v'chorsim bashir shel pigoyim v'tolnoso b'tzavar yatinok tinokos machinu biyodam. Okay, so anyway, they used to write the little amulets, you know, psukim on something and hang it on the baby's neck. So that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds also goes with that. Second problem, he says, is that it's a problem of bringing you can technically wear a talis into the bathroom, and you'd be bringing in, be a bizu to the Kisvei Kodesh. Okay. And then in the end, the Rambam says, just a nice point of Musar, the Rambam says, L'chein bala maisa ze yitin kavod l'Hashem, he should give kavod to Hashem, this guy with the talis, v'kashir yito schar al kavanoso lis na'os v'mitzvas Hashem, just like he took schar on his intention to do a noy mitzvah, kein yigdal scharo kasher yikabe divrei Hashem. Now he should get a greater schar when he gives cover to the divrei Hashem. V'roi lachtoch habeged asher bo rokum divrei elkim chayim uleganzam. He should put it in Geniza. V'chein v'kachadin. As the Rambam ends off with an amazing Dvar Musar over here. In other words, he got the sense this guy, because in the tshuva, in the question, they said that they told him not to do it and he wouldn't listen. So he says, V'chol mishi yochichenu gadol mimeno b'shum dvar iser v'heter chayev l'kablo. Anyone who's criticized by someone greater than him in iser and heter, he should accept it. V'lo yiyya bor shemidaber lifnei mishi gadol mimeno b'chochma. Shouldn't be an ignoramus who speaks in front of someone who's greater than him. Vim lo yikabo v'omid b'mardo roi lin doso. And if he doesn't accept it, you have to put him, you could put him, it's fitting to put him into cherem. Ki hore lasos avera, because now that he's not going against, now that he's not listening to your psak, he's like being mora to do an avera. V'od she bizu tamil chacham. V'u b'chlal dvar shem bizu. V'roi l'rav v'afilu yi agadol ma'od l'hanig es atzibor b'nachas. So he's always telling you have to be, you know, there's a time you have to be tough with this guy. But in general, he says, it's proper for a rav, even if he's a very great person, to lead the tzibor gently. V'yimchol al kavodo. Don't get the idea to throw people into cherem every minute now. V'yimche al kol dover sheroi limchos b'nichusa. You should be mocha, but gently, pleasantly. Ubizeh yikablu devarav baratzon. Then they'll accept your words willingly. Adashe yachzirem l'derech hayishar ba'avosos ava. You should pull them in with chains of love. Okay, so, but basically, the Rambam holds that this idea of the iser of parsha, even goes beyond ksiva, it would seem. Even goes beyond ksiva. I mean, okay, you could say chakika is an inyan of ksiva. What's that? Etching, I don't know what you call it.
Carving it in.
As long as it's not what do they call it? The choktochos, as long as you don't go around the letter. But, you know what I mean? But if you etch the letter, right, forgetting, it's good. But rokem is seems to be not acceptable.
If you get this way, what would be kosher? I don't know what the case was.
Right. Can't imagine that.
No.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one other topic that's somewhat tied in with this, and that is the sirta topic. So you have the Gemara and Vava and Beis. Just quickly, basically Gemara is saying, it's a machlokas over there. It's a funny Gemara. Amusing Gemara. But this guy wrote a letter and he didn't put sirtut on the psukim, so they were questioning his reliability, his credibility, because he was telling them a certain thing. Well, who are we going to rely on this guy? He didn't do sirtut on his
name.
Yeah. So it's okay, that doesn't postulate him for everything, but basically Gemara comes out that, it's a question to, three or four words require sirtut. Okay. So it's, Rabbi Yitzchak says three words require sirtut, and they quote a braisa that says four. Right, but the Rishonim over here are bothered with how do we do Bizman Hazeh? Doesn't seem people did sirtut a lot, so they're trying to work it out. So Rabbeinu Tam says if you write Divrei Shalom, if you're just using the pasuk b'derech tzachos haloshon, you want to say use it like the words of the Torah as an expression. That's not chayiv and sirtut. But the Ramban disagrees. It's a difficult Ramban. The Ramban disagrees because he says there's a Yerushalmi that has the implication the other way. So the Ramban's heter, and this is basically what most people rely on, it seems, is the Ramban says if you don't write it, b'ksav ashur, so you're not chayiv and sirtut. Okay. If you don't write it in Hebrew, in the standard Hebrew lettering of Sefer Torah, because he says that's not a ksiva, because you couldn't write the Sefer Torah that way. If you can't write the Sefer Torah that way, you don't need sirtut. The only thing that bothers me about that is why is that different than that? But that heter doesn't seem to apply. How come the heter of changing the lettering is good by the sirtut, but it doesn't seem to help by parsha? That no one has that.
Who said they wrote it parsha with regular ksan? Simply, they would want to write it with ashuras.
No, Islamiba.
The tinokos. So maybe the point was to get the tinokos to be able.
But they don't bring down the heter. Ramban brings down the heter of dafkin ashuras. By sirtut, nobody mentions that heter by psukim.
You could have said that by
the
right. Parsha Sukkot also.
Right, right.
No, it's pointless. Who's gonna copy?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
You could have written it on a sheet or something. Golden thing that would have solved. Whoever could answer that.
The point was he was copying.
Okay. So let's take a quick look. So let's look at the Ramah in Perek Zion. In Sefer Torah, Tchilon Mezuzah, so the Ram says, Mutter lichtov ha-Torah chumash, kol chumash b'fnei atzmo, v'ein bo'ahen kedusha Sefer Torah ha-tam. I don't know if that's in every girsa. I think some of them just say, ein bo'ahen kedusha Sefer Torah. But on the side, he has most of the right ones should be, it doesn't have the Kedusha Sefer Torah Hatam, the complete, the Kedusha of the complete Sefer Torah.
This if you did what?
Chumash. Chumash, right. Aval lo yichtov Megillah b'fnei atzma, she yihye ba parshios, vein kosun Megillah latinok lehislami ba, specifically negating that heter. Vim daito lehashlamo lechumash mutter. Kosav Megillah, Shlosha Shlosha Tevos Beshita Achas Mutter. So that's Seirugin apparently. Right. Three words. Or three words, whatever it is. So that's some of the Achoranim, some of the Rishonim. So if you can do that, what's the Heter Ves Lasos? You know?
Well, for us now, or for the kid case?
For the kid case.
That's
going
to be really long.
Okay. Now the Ram says, "Kol kisvei kodesh ein kosun osam ella b'sirtut, afilu kosvan ala niyar, umoter lichtov shalosh tevos below sirtut. Yeser alze oser." So here the Ram says you can write three words with sirtut. So that jives with the three words of the Seirugin.
Right.
The only thing is, there's a big problem here because in in Yevamos, where he talks about the Yevamos case, he changes it to no, the other way, to two. To, you can only write two. There was either three is mutter, four needs sirtut, or two is mutter and three needs sirtut. Mm-hmm. Right?
Impossible
stira. So it's impossible stira. I mean, some want to try to resolve it. Not convincingly, but basically, and then it's interesting, in the tshuva, he doesn't mention sirtut at all. Mm-hmm. He just talks about three. Right? But basically it seems most hold that the real one is in, well, whatever it is. But the point is like this. Let's say you hold that you can't write two. That you can only write two. Right? So then it becomes some dissonance over here. If you wanted to write a Megillah for the Tinoch, so you'd write three, and you have to do Sirtut. So in other words, there's two different things over here. Sirtut, it's not like whenever you're writing Parsha, you need Sirtut. You get out of the problem of Parsha by writing three words. But you don't get out of the problem of Sirtut until you get down to two words. You know what I mean? So what is each one? Now, one other interesting thing in the Rambam is like this, that this is Kafach made a good observation of here. It's confusing in the Lashon of the Rambam because he refers to a chumash in a few places, but he seems to treat them differently, right? So over here he's saying you're allowed to write a Torah chumash kol chumash b'fnei atzmo, and it doesn't have it's like it's lacking in full kedusha. And so too over here in the end, he says, Krach zesh, yesh bo sefer Torah neviim ksuvim, let's say you have one Tanakh all written out, ain kedushas or kedushas sefer Torah. So if you have more, it also doesn't have the kedusha of a sefer Torah. Ela kechumash minu chumashim, din hayeser ki din hachaser. Too much is the same as too little. You have one chumash, that has the same kedusha as a Tanakh written all out on one big scroll. Okay, it's interesting because the Rambam says in between it says mutter ledabek Torah neviim ksuvim b'krach echad. So it becomes an interesting question: how are you allowed to take it down in kedusha? You had one, you had the chamishi chumash Torah that has the kedusha of that has the full kedusha. So how could you be medabek Torah neviim ksuvim b'krach echad when it's going to lower it in kedusha? So, Kafach, he's a clever guy sometimes. So he says, no, he doesn't mean you take a full chumash and then he means you write a chumash, you write one chumash, Devarim, and then you can stick that to Yeshua.
And then you add the rest.
Alright, whatever it is. But the point is, yeah, so that's one point. So he calls that that's a chumash mina chumashin. And it has a din of just lacking kedusha, and that's the one that Rambam refers to apparently in Tfila, where he says you don't read from a chumash betzibor because of covered atzibor. That's in Yud Beis, Chaf Gimel. Yud Beis Chaf Gimel. He says. Oh, 1 second. He says, "Ein korin b'chumashim b'bodei knesios b'shem kavod atzibor." So no, it's just an inyan of kavod atzibor. Okay, but if you take a look, for instance, earlier in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, he says, "Yesh dvar mechem shelo omru." No, yeah, Yud Alf. Avol im chaser mole. Right, there's bigger issues. He says, "Harei ze apostle, the ain bo kedusha sefer Torah klal, ela kechumash mina chumashim shemelamdim bohem atinokos." Right. So, which doesn't exist. So that's Kafach says he has two categories of chumash. One category of chumash is a full sefer written b'diyo al a cloth. and it's just not complete, so it doesn't have the full Kedusha Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. But if you wrote a Mole Choser or vice versa, then it's nothing. It would be like this, like a printed Chumash. Or like whatever that Chumash that you'd write three lines and three lines, whatever it is. Right? So you have to be careful when in the Rams when he says Chumash, you gotta be careful what he means. In other words, he goes, you're not reading, in other words, when it says you can't read from the Chumash Bitsibor, it's not, apparently it's not a, and then also, it doesn't mean that it's possible. It just is lacking in its full Kedusha. And the only reason you can't read from it is because of Kavod HaTzibur. For instance, he says it clearly, also one other spot. That if it has a mistake, then there's no Kedusha, and you don't read from it. And I forgot where that other halacha is, but he has another case where he quotes the chumash of the tinokos. In other words, you don't read the chumash of the tinokos b'tzibor not because of kavod HaTzibur. That's because it has no kedusha sefer Torah at all. This is the difference. If it's a molei chaser and vice versa, it has no kedusha sefer Torah at all. It's not that you don't read from it because it's kavod HaTzibur. You don't read from it because it's nothing. But if it's just missing, in Perek Asiri he has it. He says these are all the things that are postal to Torah. Vimnase bo echad mehem harehu kechumash menochumshin shemalamdin ba meitinokos ve'ein bo kedusha sefer Torah ve'ein korim bo brav. Not mipnei kavod HaTzibur. Apparently, he just has nothing. It has no kiddush at all. And he goes to think it's written on wrong materials and all those things. Okay, so what I'd like to understand is what is the status of this chumash that is not proper that you can write and is not proper to read b'tzibur simply because of kavod HaTzibur, but not that it's. Has a psul in it.
The full chumash,
right? What's the status of that full chumash? Now, one other question, just one other point is: if you take a look in Hilchos in Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says like this: Mitzvos asay al kol ish veish miYisrael lichtov Sefer Torah laatzmo. Shneimar va'ata kisvu lochem ashira zos. Kloma kisvu as a Torah sheyesh ba shira zu. So the problem is, the pasuk that, the way the Rambam is learning, the pasuk that tells you that you have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah really just says to write Shir Sazinu. Right. Okay. So the Rambam says, well, what does it mean? It means write the Torah that has the Shira. How do we know that's what it means? Lefi she'ein kosher, and that's the Torah. Parshios. Yeah, but why don't you just write Dvarim? Mm-hmm. Just write Sefer Dvarim. You're allowed to write a full Chumash. I saw Shagas Arya ask this question. He doesn't really give an answer though. I'm so far so they have trouble with this Rambam. Okay, so let me tell you what I'm thinking about over here. In terms of the basic Gemara, the question of the Gemara of Parsha. What is the Iboy according to the Tzad that holds? It was Nitna Parsha. What does that have to do with Bizman Hazeh of what we're allowed to do? I mean, if you hold it was Chasuma, so the whole thing was given Baal Peh first. Nobody holds nowadays we can do it Baal Peh. I mean, It's Kevin Idbik Idbik. It should seem to be that is what you want to say. What is the Sefer Torah? So you say, well, it was given this way, so maybe it really is 25 different books. I mean, it's partial. It's not. It's Kevin Idbik Idbik. This is the Torah. Zos the Torah, and there's one Kedusha Sefer Torah. So the thing is like this, that. What is the idea of lo nitan likasev. What does that mean? It's lo nitan likasev. And if it's lo nitan likasev, then what's the result of lo nitan likasev? Like the Ritva says, if you're reading from something that's lo nitan likasev, then it has a din of a kriya baal peh. Right? And the Chumash, I mean the whole Chumash itself, why is that different than Parsha Parsha? And why should it be that the Chumash, that the entire Chumash, one Chumash, Breishis, Shmos, that should have a status of a Kriya, that you should be, that there's no intrinsic problem of Kriya Satorah from one Sefer? I mean, it's definitely not the Kiddusha Sefer Torah Hatam, the Rambam says. Yeah. And what's the difference? And if you can write a Chumash, why is it that you can't just write, interpret the Pasuk of Hazinu to write the Sefer Devarim? Okay, so listen to the Rambam carefully. Rambam says like this. Mutter lichtov HaTorah Chumash Chumash Kol Chumash Bifnei Atzmo V'ein ben Kiddusha Sefer Torah Hatam of a lo yichtov megillah bifnei atzma sheyihye ba parshios. So I think that the way the Rambam is defining this halacha is like this, that it's well, that you're allowed. In other words, what is the din of lo nitan likasev? The Isser of Lo Nitan Likasev, what do you, what's the problem if you wrote a parsha? What would you be violating exactly if you wrote a parsha? What would be the, what exactly is the Isser of writing a parsha? So, the problem is like this. If you're going to say you can't do less than what the Torah is, so then why is a Chumash different than the parsha? It's just hard to understand. That's what the Rush is saying. So I think what the Rambam is saying is that there's a din of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That in terms of the Sefer Torah, you don't need the entire Sefer Torah in order to read from. What you need is, in order to be kosher, to read, to do kriya, it has to be considered an entity of ksav. Okay? And as long, nitan likasev means that that there's a certain tsuras ksiva sefer Torah. The entity of sefer Torah is nitan likasev, and it's koveya, a certain entity in terms of the ksivas Torah itself. Let me put it like this. In other words, when you start writing the Torah, so you don't have to sit down and finish the Torah in one shot, but there are entities of the maisa ksiva. There are cheftzoos there's a derech ksiva sefer Torah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying a chumash, for everybody would agree that when you're mashlam one sefer of Torah, you're not considered to be in the middle of a process. That's a siyum of a maisa ksiva. That's a completion of a full maisa of ksivas. It's not the completion of the Torah. You don't have a cheftza of Torah. You don't have the full entity of Torah. But that is a siyum of one full component of construction of the Torah. It's not lacking in any entity of, it's not considered besoch in the midst of a maisa of ksiva. The ksiva is broken up in terms, for sure, in terms of the entities of sefer. Each sefer has its own theme, and aside for that, I mean, but you skip a certain amount of lines between Sefer and Sefer. Even in terms of the Tzura of the Ksiva, there's a hefsek between Sefer and Sefer. So that's why the Ram says carefully, he says, Mutter lichtov HaTorah Chumash Chumash. Kol Chumash b'fnei atzmo. If a person is mesayim the Ksiva at the end of Bereishis, that's still considered to be a Kosev HaTorah. How is he being a Kosev HaTorah? He's Kosev HaTorah Chumash Chumash. So that entity, that is Nitan Likosev. Because Nitan Likosev means you can't be Koveya a new Ksiva of Torah. There's a certain, that's what Aram says, but of a lo yichtov Megillah b'fnei atzma. See, there's a big difference. The first case is you're writing a Torah. The only thing is the Ksiva Sefer Torah is given to sections. And the section of each, there's no question, the Gemara had no doubt, for whatever reason, the Gemara had no doubt that at least in terms of Ksiva, each Sefer is its own unit of Ksav. So therefore, there'd be no, the whole Isser of Lo Nitan Likasev is to deviate from the Maisa of the way the Torah, the Ksivas Torah is defined. You can't, the Kedushas Torah means it's Koveya and Isser of deviation. That's really that's really what the Yisurim come from. To write a Parsha as its own entity would be to be Koveya a new Maisa of Ksivas Megillah. That's what Aram says. The Isser is really Megillah. Of a Lo Yichtov Megillah, that's the Isser. Because if you write a Megillah, that means to say, you're taking the content of Torah, and you're saying, here is a complete entity. And what is that defined by? That's defined by Parshios. Ein Kosev Megillah. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that's the Gemara's question. That's what Rashi says. If you hold it was given parsha, it doesn't mean that each parsha is like a separate entity of Torah, but it means to say in the Ksiva Sefer Torah, it was already defined that there's a derech Ksiva of parsha. That's really the question. The question is it a deviation from the Derech Ksivas Torah? If it's a deviation from the Derech Ksivas Sefer Torah, then it's an Isser. And then it would have no din of Bichsav. So that's the Gemara saying. Maybe you'll say that since initially it was given Parsha, then intrinsically, in terms of Ksiva, that is still defined as the Derech Ksiva is Tofes Parsha. Or do you say, Kevan de Idbik, and now the Ksiva only relates to the Cheftza Hatam, which, but still would be broken up into Chumash. But it's not the question of, is the Torah many pieces or you know, it's not really that the history that when it was given to Moshe, you know, his question is, what does the history of Moshe have to do with anything? So who cares how it was given? You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying in terms of what the Torah is, we don't care how it was given. Of course, Bizman Azed, the Torah is defined as the full entity. The only thing is, this is not the Isser of Lo Nitan Likosev is not a question in the Tamus of the Torah. It's a question in the Derech Ksiva. You can't be Koveya. If you would start a Parsha, if you would do a Ksiva of two Parshas, that would be saying that this is a full entity of Ksiva. But Ksiva Sefer Torah, there's Kavua Tzura of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And if you take the content of Torah, and you subject it to a different Maisa of Ksiva, that is the Yisr of Lo Nitan Likasev. So therefore the Gemara's question is, well maybe I'll say, since it was given Parsha, that's how it was generated initially, therefore the din of Ksiva Sefer Torah is kavua from how it was originally nichtav. And therefore it's true, is even though it was idbik, that doesn't change the tsura of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And then there'd be no issa to write a parsha and stop. Because that wouldn't be kaveya, a new tsura, a new maisa ksiva. That would just be its own entity. Not that it's a Torah, but the point is, you don't need to read from a Torah. You need to read from that which has a shame of Torah shebichsav. It's going to be bichsav as long as it follows the din of the tzura of the maisa ksiva. Yeah.
Are you saying, like, according to the Rambam, by the Chumash Chumash, so are you writing one Chumash with Das that you're going to write the next one, or are you not?
Doesn't really matter. It still is considered part of a Ksiva Sefer Torah. No, that's the point that I think he's trying to make. You're only allowed to put the Torah Shebichsav into physical form as a part of a Ksiva Sefer. Ksiva Sefer is going to be defined by the units of where there's a tchila and where there's a sof. As long as your ksav is in the form of the predefined units of ksiva, then each maisa ksiva is complete. There's no psul, there's no deviation in that ksiva. Even though it's not a full sefer Torah, but that is definitively the entity of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because it's a complete Maisa. But if you do one Parsha, that would be nothing. So that's why, but the point is, it's only a question in the Maisa of Ksiva. It's not a question in what the Torah is. That's why in the mitzvah of Hazinu, it says, to put this, to write this, that's why the Rambam says it's not a problem in Hazinu. Because when it says, Kisvu lechem ashira zos, so that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is telling you write down this shira. But we know there's no cheftza of Torah of one parsha. So in terms of the mitzvah, it must be tofes the entire cheftza of Torah. In terms of mitzvah, in terms of the being mekayim, the mitzvah of ksivas shira, you can't say the mitzvah saseh is saying write the, in words, the fact that you can write one chumash just means to say I can break up the maisa ksiva into sections. But that doesn't mean you really completed anything. That doesn't mean in terms of the substance of Torah you completed the entity. So the mitzvah of Hazinu is telling you not the interpretation. Ram says you have to interpret it like this: Kisu lechem ashira zos, kisu es haTorah sheyesh bashira. Because in terms of the true substance of Torah, there's no such thing as Bracious, Shmos, Vayikra Dvarim, Bamidba Dvarim. There aren't five entities of Torah. There are five complete units of ksiva, but there's only one tamos of Torah. So when it says write the shira, and there's no independent existence of one section of one shira, so it must be a reference to the Torah itself. Because in terms of kiyum mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah has to be tofes the reality of what the thing is, not just the practicality of producing this shira.
Mitzvah.
So when the Rambam says ein kosnas Torah parshios parshios, right? He says so. Therefore, when the Torah says kisu as a Torah kisu lachem as a shira zos, okay. So what does it mean? Kisu es haTorah sheyesh bashira zu. Why is that so? Maybe it just means write Devarim. Because what I'm saying is, Devarim is not really an entity. It's not. There is no such thing as an entity of Devarim. That's just, you're not considered to be koveya, a new maisa ksiva of Torah when you write Devarim alone. So it's not an isser. But if it's telling, but what really are you writing when you write the Devarim? You're really in the process of writing the whole Torah. So the mitzvah has to be taking the full entity of Ksiva. In other words, you can't write Parsha Parsha. So what does that mean? It means to say, that means Siddur Ram is explaining, there's no, if you could write Parsha Parsha, then it would be possible to write just Hazinu. You could interpret the mitzvah, write Hazinu. Right? But since we can't interpret the mitzvah to write Hazinu, correct? Then that must mean what? It must mean write the entire Torah. Why? Because either it's going to be Hazinu as its own entity, right? Or it's going to be referring to the entity that Hazinu is part of. But it doesn't make, but there is no entity of Devarim.
In this framework.
In any framework. I mean, yeah, except for, in terms of Maisa Ksiva, there is. But in terms of a substance of Torah, that's an incomplete thing.
So why you had a, when Ram says you're allowed to write a parsha, if you're asked to write a full chumash
for the Tinoch,
right? Because you're right. Not really writing a parsha. You're just
Really
writing a chumash.
That's right.
But when you're writing a chumash, you don't have to have das that you're writing a Torah.
But that's intrinsically defined as a complete Maisuk Siva. Now is he saying like this? He's saying just like the Chumash. Now is he saying like this? Why can you write a Chumash? It's a good point. I forgot to mention that. Why can you write a Chumash? You can write a Chumash because it's definitively a section of the writing of the Torah. It can't be mistaken as being Koveya, a new Tzuras Ksivas Torah. Because even in the regular Tzura of Ksivas Torah, you stop at each Chumash, you take a big break, you take a column, whatever it is, and you start a new one. So even intrinsically in the Ksivas Sefer Torah, the Maisa Ksiva is Nitan to Hefzik over here. But if you're gonna write one Parsha and you stop, that's giving the appearance, or that partakes of being Koveya Megillah. I'm saying I'm completing it. So the only het that the Ram has is, if I say, no, I'm really, like I said before, you don't have to sit down and write it all at once. Right. So I'm saying I'm Besoch Ksiva.
What does it really mean then? If it was a lot like that, that you have to write the entire Sefer Bereishis.
In one sitting.
Right, I hear that, and I understand what you're saying. But if there's no halacha, so what does it really mean that, like, it's five units of ksiva?
It means to say that, what I'm trying to say is that the isser is really, the isser is not to produce less than a full Torah.
Okay. Right?
And as long as you, what gives it the status of sefer, of Kedushas Torah? The fact that it's partaking of the Maisa of Ksivas Torah.
Okay.
And as long as it's partaking of the defined Maisa of Ksivas Torah, then you're allowed to do it, and it has a status of Torah Shebichsav. And if you would read from it, it would not be Dvarim Baal Peh.
Okay.
And that's really the Gemara's question by Parsha Parsha. Can I say, since it was given Parsha Parsha, it still exists the reality that the Ksiva, the Maisa Ksiva, is nitan to Parsha Parsha. And I can say, just like Moshe received one Parsha, wrote it, stopped, waited 2 years, and it was complete when he got that. He got with that Parsha, he wrote it. That was a complete thing. Ah, so therefore, Bizman Azeh too, each Parsha really still has the idea of a complete Maisa Ksiva. Then I would be allowed to write a Parsha on its own. It would just be like a Chumash. It would be exactly like a little Chumash. But now that we say kevan de idbik idbik, or was given chasum, or whatever it is, therefore it means that what? That we only have the intrinsic breaks that are kavua in the Torah, and that's between each sefer. So if I would write a Megillah, if I would write one sefer Brachos, in terms of my Ksiva, what would you say I'm doing? Kosev Torah. Why? Because I'm not being koveya any new tsura Ksiva. The Isser of Lo Nitan Li Kosev means I cannot deviate from the way the Torah was given to be written. Because the Torah is essentially B'chsav, and I can't create a Maisa, I can't create an entity that deviates not from what the Torah is in reality, but from the Ksivas Torah. So that's why he's saying, when I'm writing a Chumash, in terms of Maisa Ksiva, I'm Kosev Torah, Chumash. But if I write Brachos, Noach, and I stop, then if I'm Messiah my Ksiva at that point, that's a Megillah. Now that's not my Ksiva's Torah anymore. Now I'm Osek in a different Ksiva. That would be an Isser. That was what the Isser would be. The Isser would be to be Koveya, a new Ksiva. Now it's interesting, it doesn't even go by the klaf and the deal really. It means to say any representation of the parsha, the maisa ksiva is koveya what the entities are, and therefore the Ram holds even rikma would be a problem. But essentially it comes down that it's going to be generated from the entities that relate to the maisa ksiva of the Torah. And when do I have a Torah that's considered? When do I have that's considered Torah shebichsav? When it's the product of a legitimate ma'isa ksiva. That's why chumash is definitely good. The only thing is, you don't read from Ibn Tzibur. Where's the other 4/5 of the Torah? You don't need to have the cheftza of the Torah in order to have an entity of Torah shebichsav for kriya. Kriya just has to be. Truth of the matter is, the Rambam holds, you could even do Kriya Baal Peh, but that's also another one of those controversial things, but that's why apparently they hold that the Sefer Aftarta, once they were matir that Maisa as a Ksiva, it does have a din of Kriya Bichsav. In other words, you don't need to have, what I'm trying to get to is, you don't need to have the Kedushas Sefer in order to have Kriya, in order to have an entity of Ksav. You have to have the product of the legitimate Maisa Ksiva in order to have an entity of Ksav. That's why if I have a Urea missing, the Gemara says, that's different. Because, or a mistake in the middle, because it's not nitan li kosev that way. But if I have a complete chumash, there's the whole issa, the Gemara only references this idea of lo nitan li kosev. What does lo nitan li kosev mean? Why is a chumash nitan li kosev? So the point is, nitan li kosev means that you don't have a right to commit to an entity of Torah less than deviating from the defined process of Ksivas Torah. Any deviation, any type of representation, you know, whatever, physical representation, even Rikma, according to Ram, that deviates from the Kavua, from that which is Kavua by the Maisa Ksiva, is an Isser. It's basically because the Torah is, it's like the Isser is deviation from that which is defined by the legitimate Maisa Ksiva. If you take the content of Torah and represent it outside of the way it's supposed to be, created, it's an Isser of deviation.
Like the Torah is the way you create Torah is in making 5 separate units.
Right.
And therefore, even when if you make one unit and your intent is not to complete it at this point,
right?
So since objectively it's a status of being a chayag of Torah, it's like, it, so we look at that as like, you're still engaged in the process of making a Torah. And that's in the, that's the way to make a Torah, is making separate units, and it's only to be completed on its own.
I don't really mean to say it's a separate, right. In other words, when you say the separate unit, I don't like to say exactly, right. It's a separate Maisa Ksiva. It's not really a separate unit.
It's a Chafza.
It's not really a separate Chafza.
It's part of a distinct.
It's a distinct, that's right, it's a distinct Maisa Ksiva. That the ksiva begins here and ends there, and then you move, and then you start a new ksiva. It's considered to be nitan li kasev. This is the methodology of its ksiva. It, the ksiva is considered complete by each chumash. But the entity is not complete. That's why when it says by hazinu, we have to write the shira, right? It means to say there's only two choices. Either is a mitzvah of the shira al ba'atzmo, or it's a mitzvah of the shira besoch, the greater cheftza of the shira. But the fact that you can consider to be completing a maisa ksiva at Devarim is not going to help you.
But if you were allowed to write parsha, then
if you were allowed to write parsha, then you would interpret the pasuk to mean write hazinu.
Even though it's not a chafta, it's not, even though the parsha you're interpreting is the same way as chumash chumash.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. But that's the way, you see, listen to the way he expresses it. He says, Klomar, kissu es ha-Torah sheyesh bo shirazu, lefi she'en kosin ha-Torah parashas rosh. He doesn't say the mitzvah really is right hazinu, but you're impossible to do it, so you have to write the whole thing. He's saying the interpretation of the mitzvah must be only two choices. Either it means write this parsha alone, or it means the entity of the parsha.
Which is the whole Torah.
Since it can't be parsha, it can't be referring to the parsha alone. So it must be the entity of the parsha. The entity that the parsha is part of. See, the kasha, the Shagas Arya's question is, he's learning it, that the mitzvah really is to write this parsha alone, but there's no choice but to write the whole Torah. As a vehicle of writing the parsha. But if there's a vehicle of writing the Sefer Devarim, what's the problem? So, but the Ram doesn't really say it that way. He says, Va'ata kisru lachem asashira zos klomar, no, klomar means the interpreting the pasuk. Klomar kisru asatorah. We can't interpret it to mean write this parsha.
But it can't mean do the maisa, which includes this as a component, like Dvarim.
So then you're going to say that the mitzvah is what?
The maisa of ksiva.
I mean, right, the Ram didn't hold that way. You know, all of the ksiva has to be part of the mitzvah. It's not like a hechsher for the mitzvah of hazinu.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there was parsha, you'd say the maisa is to do that maisa of writing hazinu.
That's it. That's the
now
opinion.
You have to say it's bigger than that. That's not possible.
That's
so
not
it
possible.
Be writing the chafza.
Right.
The only chafza which contains hazinu.
Right, but don't make chafza. That's right. But don't think because you write chumash, there are five chafzaos of Torah. There aren't five chafzaos of Torah. The only reason you can write a chumash is because you're kosev hatorah chumash. Right? Mutar lichtov hatorah chumash. You're partaking of the writing of the whole Torah without being koveya your own maisa ksiva. That's why you're allowed to write a chumash. Because you're writing the Torah without being koveya your own maisa ksiva. But if you write a megillah, by definition, he's saying that's his own, that you're making your own suras. Ksiva's parshios. That's why he puts it that way. He says you can write a Torah chumash, but Olo yichtov megillah. And then he says, what's a megillah? He says sheyiyeh bo parshios. It's not a problem of writing a parsha. The problem is that, if you write a parsha, it's going to be a Megillah, meaning say it's going to be Koveya, its own entity of Ksav.
I still don't get it.
Which part?
I don't get the... If the Maisa Ksiva of Sefer Torah,
right.
The objective of the Maisa is to complete a Sefer Torah.
Right.
So I understand...
But the Isser is to deviate from the Maisa.
Okay, fine. But that's saying, the Isser. What is the Maisa? Now, I understand saying the Maisa is really writing an entire Torah, because that's when you've accomplished the objective of the
right.
Maisa.
Right.
Fine. I also see saying there's such a thing as you don't have to do a mice all at once, but you can do a mice in little units.
Right.
And fine, so the question is, like, when are you allowed to stop? So you certainly can write a parsha and stop, parsha and stop, parsha and stop. That's practically how you're going to write it, one parsha at a time.
Right. But is there a seum of the ksiva?
Well,
or are you just...
What? Well, what's the relevance that you haven't accomplished your purpose? There's no reason why you have to go till you finish a chumash as opposed to stopping after each parsha. Again, what significance is there to the chumash in terms of the maistik siva? You can stop earlier, and you haven't finished anything yet.
It's a good question. It's a good question. See, it's interesting. The Rambam says you can't write parsha, and he says, and you certainly can't write pasuk.
I mean, you can't even stop at a pasuk?
No. Listen, you can always stop. But that's because you're besoch. That's because I'm considered continuing.
Your intent is to continue.
That's right.
Okay.
The question is, in the structure of the Torah itself, you can't deviate from the you can't have a ksiva that deviates from the structure of the Torah itself. So Ram is saying, if parsha, which is a structure,
right.
Is a deviation to write one parsha, certainly a pasuk is a greater deviation.
I mean, to write that and stop. And
to write that and stop.
Okay.
Because a pasuk is besoch parsha, and a parsha is besoch chumash. So if you can't stop at a parsha, which is a structure, that's considered to be koveya your own ksiva, then certainly to write a pasuk would be to be koveya it's your own maisa ksiva.
Why is it kovei yom ksiv? Kovei yom chafza. You're just saying this is an entity in its own right. You know, it's not a maisik ksiva. You're saying if you're just saying I'm writing parsha, I'm stopping.
Right.
That's all I'm done.
Right.
So the problem is you're making that a chafza. I mean, well, I don't get why you're shifting from the chafza to the maisa. That's what's bothering me. I mean, you can create a Torah. You can create a chumash because a chumash is by definition a chelik of Torah. But a parsha is not a chelik of Torah intrinsically.
See, I don't want to say a chumash is a chelik of Torah.
I know. Right.
Because then you have a problem with Dvarim.
You have a problem with Dvarim, and you have a problem of who cares who was given parsha. Who cares how the Torah was given parsha.
Listen, I hear why that wouldn't solve any of these problems.
Right. So what I'm saying is, and the Isser is always referred to as lo nitan likasev.
Right.
Means to say that the cheft, that what is the Isser? The entity of Torah is Kavua. It's one entity of, there's one Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Nothing more or less. Okay? And the Isser now is to... The Isser of Lo Nitan Likasev means that I cannot create an entity that doesn't exist from the natural... Maisa Ksivas Torah. I can't create a Cheftza that exists outside of Ksivas Sefer Torah. I can't take the ideas of Torah and produce them in a way that doesn't come from the mitzvah, from the directive, from the tzura of Ksivas Torah. That would be like distorting and making my own, producing my own thing. But, and I can't answer the question 100% exactly, but, so now the whole question becomes, what are the predefined entities of ksiva? In other words, when I put down the quill, am I in the middle of a maisa of ksiva, or have I finished a maisa of ksiva?
Okay.
That's the only question. Is Parsha Parsha, is the Torah, is there an idea of one full Heftza of Ksav by Parsha Parsha, or only by the Chumash? Now you're asking me, why does Chumash definitely partake of one entity of Ksiva?
But what's happened at that point?
What has happened at that point? I could say, at that point, I have completed a full portion of creating the Torah. I've completed the full segment in the steps of Maisa of creating Torah, of creating the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, the production of the Sefer Torah is broken down into 5 steps.
Mm-hmm. You finished step one.
I finished step one. As long as I can say I finished step one. Now, of course, there are, whatever it is, there are ideas that will unify each sefer, but I don't want to get into the philosophy of that. I want to stick with the, halachically speaking, it comes down to, for whatever reason, it is exactly the unity of the step of Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, is a foregone conclusion to the Gemara. Gemara held that's a Dover Pasher. The only inquiry they had was, can I say that there's a legitimacy to the smaller steps of Parsha? That's going to be Toloi on a Chakira, and since it was given Parsha Parsha, can I say that is Kavua as a Maisa Ksiva Hatam? That's a Kavua already as a complete step. Or Kevin Idbik Idbik, I can't go by the way it was produced anymore. I have to go by the way it is. But even the way it is still recognizes the sections of Chumash. So then, as long as I write a full Chumash, I've completed leg one of the journey. I've completed one. That's one completion. That's one complete. Maisa, you can make a little seam at that point. But then it would be that there's a full, it has a full status of a Torah Shebichsav. I mean, in terms of Kriya, there would not be considered to be reading from an incomplete, it would not be considered to be reading Baal Peh. Why? Because it is a full product, it is a product of a full Ksiva.
Full ksiva, that's a segment.
Exactly. But it's a full ksiva.
So you finished part one of the book.
I finished part one. Chapter one is closed. And now, book one. And now I have what's lacking in this thing that I produced. It there's nothing left. If there was one letter missing, that would be a problem. It's interesting. Some of the Rishonim want to say that there's a difference between, the question is, what does it mean, a yiriya achas? You know, does that literally mean one yiriya? Does that mean, but that means it's chaser in what it is. It's chaser b'milsei. It's an interesting question. The Rashba holds, if you had one yiriya missing at the end of the Varm, you could still read from Bereishis. I mean, not lachachilo, but it would be like a chumash. Each one would be its own chumash.
Mm-hmm. It's not really
chaser,
it's only to be complete.
Because I'm missing the last Yiriya and Dvarim. Mm-hmm. But Bereishis is still complete. Mm-hmm. Why should Bereishis be different than the Chumash min Chumash min Chumash?
In the worst case scenario,
still it's Dazel Chumash. Right.
Attached.
Right, even though it's attached, correct. But
so you couldn't read in that Sefer. You
couldn't read in that Sefer, no, for sure. Couldn't read in that Sefer. His only question is, can you read in the other Sefer? But he holds, it would be like Chumash Min Chumash.
So is that breakup of 5 parts of the Torah, is that a characteristic of the Chetz of Torah, or is that simply a property of the Maisik Siva?
It's a property of the Maisik Siva. That's why. That's right. That's why when the mitzvah of Hazinu, it can't be Tofes Dvarim. Dvarim's not a Chetz. Can't say it means right Dvarim.
How do you do it out of order? How do you write Vayikra If you're looking, you can even write the columns out.
You're writing Vayikra because someone else wrote Shemos and left it unfinished. So you'll find him and you'll stick it together.
Yeah, that's the even a column.
You don't have to do it in order.
Yeah.
961.
It's in order somewhere. It's in order.
Right. But like almost this ksiva, the ksiva of this part is the idea is it's only to be.
Yes. That's why the Rambam calls it a chumash. Mutter licht of HaTorah chumash chumash. You don't have to write it in a specific order, but it's a chumash. You're right. You are considered to be in the process of writing a Torah chumash chumash. That means to say you're not koveya any new ksiva. But Megillah is also, because Megillah by definition is being koveya a new ksiva. Because now you're saying this parsha is its own thing. But there's no cheftza of that parsha.
Right, that idea is like, it's an interesting idea. It's like, it's not a chesa of Torah, it's just a chesa of ksav.
That's right, chesa of ksav.
So I think it's like a new idea.
That's why the Sefer Aftarta would be good. Because as long as they say it's a legitimate ksiva, it's considered Torah, it's not considered Torah Shabbat, it's not considered Kriya Baal Peh anymore. That's why the Sefer Aftarta could work out. Even though the Ritva, that's what the footnote says. It says, Kreskes is going to have a problem because he says the problem of the Sefer Aftarta is that it's Torah Shabbat, it's Kriya Baal Peh. So it's true they can give you the right to put it down into writing, but that doesn't turn it into a Sefer Navi. Yeah, but that maybe that's what he holds. He goes, once it's written, once it's Nitan Likasev, even Midin Eis Lasos, it has the status of a Chefetz of Ksav now. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan held, you shouldn't read out of a printed Chumash. Because Sefer Aftarta was a separate thing, and now it has to be written b'dio, ala klaf, and was a goliel, and he didn't like the Magen Avraham and the Taz. But it means to say that it'll never turn it into a full Navi, but that's the point. You don't need to have a full Sefer to read from. You just have to have an entity of ksav. The thing is, normally, it's like Rashi says, he says, what does it mean, lo nitan likasev? She'in, he says, it's lo nitan likasev, pachos mi sefer echad, shalem la'atzmel. There's no ksiva that's toface, anything less than an entity of sefer. You don't need to write a, right? As long as it's the product of the ksivas Torah, then it's good.
You still make a bracha on it?
Still make a bracha on it, yeah. You still make a bracha on it.
What's hard about the Rosh Hashanah, though, is to say that that Eis Lasos gives it a status of a chesa of ksav, like a new word which makes up a chesa. It's one thing to say Eis Lasos, you have to write it, because you have a matir to write it. But now to say that it has a real status of a chesa of ksav, in other words,
Once you're allowed to write it, it becomes
Right. Once you're allowed to write it, it becomes chesed. I mean, it's an interesting question. But it turns out. But I would just say one last thing is that, in terms of the sirtut, that's a different thing. Apparently, the sirtut, according to at least the Ramban, he's saying that goes by divrei Torah. Have to have sirtut. Like, in other words, there's units, even the units of the Sefer. In other words, there's the Sefer on its own. In other words, in terms of the Sefer on its own, that goes by the content of Torah. It doesn't matter what type of osios you use. But the Sirtut is different. He holds, if you're not writing it, if it's not like the Maisa Ksivas Torah, it's a question what Sirtut is for. The Ramban says Sirtut, I think in Megillah, says it's like a Tikkun HaKsav. Right? So he's learning that the Ksivas Sefer Torah is Koveya, a certain Derech of Ksav too. And if you're going to write it in the Derech of Ksivas Torah, you have to do it B'Derech Sirtut. But if you're writing it in letters that aren't Roy for Ksivas Torah, my whole point is there's a certain idea of deviation. The Isser of Lo Nitan Likasev means you cannot deviate from the way it's kavua in Torah. So in terms of parsha, that goes by, that's toface, the content. But in terms of sirta, that's a derech. It's even in the derech of ksav. So if you're not doing the derech of ksivas Torah, because you're using letters that wouldn't be good for Torah, you're not under the need to do it b'derech ksiva.
Maybe that's why that's sure.
That's why the Ashuris is not going to, it will help you, right? As long as it's not Ashuris, according to Ravana, it's mutter. Because you can't be engaged in the Maisa, but deviate from that Maisa. So if you're going to write a Parsha, it doesn't matter what letters you use. Because you can't have the product of a Cheftza, that's Kavua by the content. You can't express these ideas in less than this Tzura. I guess question, if you can write a whole Torah, but... But that's also Tofes,
what's this case where you require Ashuris? What are you writing?
Writing a letter,
Ashuris,
and you want to put in some Divrei Shalom or something.
Why isn't that a problem with Megillah?
So it's not a problem with Megillah because you're just doing it b'derech tzachas haloshon, or you have a heter apparently to do it because of you want to do limud.
Okay.
So you want to quote a pasuk for limud. But that's not a problem of being Koveya Megillah. It's like the Gemara says in Yevamos. You're not trying to make a Megillah. You're not partaking of the idea of putting down, of trying to be Koveya Parsha. You're just doing it, B'derech Sipur Dvarim, like the Gemara in Yevamos.
Okay.
So even though you're not involved in the Yisur of Lonitan Likasev, but that's in terms of you can't try to create a new Tzuras Parsha. Because the Ksiva is Koveya Tzuras Parsha. But apparently there's also a Kvias of the Derech Ksiva.
So you are considered to be engaged in Ksiva Torah?
That's right. You're considered to be engaged in Ksiva's Divrei Torah. It's still Divrei Torah, but it's not Parsha's Torah. So I write, she said this, so I'm not writing it, but Torah's Ksivas Parsha, but it still has a certain Kedusha that stems from that they are Divrei Torah.
You write a Divrei Torah, but it's not a mice of creating an entity.
That's right. But Sirtut is a part of Ksivas Divrei Torah itself, even within those. The whole Torah is composed of different things. There's a Derech, there are certain materials you need, and then there's also a certain Derech of the Ksav of Divrei Torah. So the Ramban seems to be learning, if you're writing even the Derech Ksivas Divrei Torah, you can't deviate from Sirta. That would be a deviation. That would be a perversion of that.
Right.
But if you're not writing it as a Parsha, you're just writing it not in Ashuras, so then you're not partaking of anything at all that's related to Ksivas Torah.
I mean, Ksiva could be writing words, but in terms of the Sefer, it's also how you create something.
Right. Correct.
And the Megillah is the essence of creating an entity.
Right.
My Ksiva is the creation of a Sefer.
That's right.
You would have thought Sirtut is part of creating that Sefer.
Oh, so that's the thing. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can write three words, but three words need Sirtut.
Interesting.
No matter what meaning it is not shows.
No, well, whatever it is. But the point is, it's not the same thing. Writing three words is okay, because since it doesn't partake of the Tzuras Parsha, there's no Isser of creating a new Cheftz of Parsha.
Right.
But Sirtut is just Kavua from the Maisa Ksivas Divrei Torah.
Right.
So as long as you have more than two words, you consider it to be Osik in the Maisa Ksivas Divrei Torah. But that just means you can't deviate from the Derech Ksiva. You don't have to write a Derech Ksiva, but if you write a Bashuras, you can't be Koveya your own Derech Ksiva without Sirtut. So if you don't write it in Ashuras, so you're not involved in anything. And it could be that's why Ram doesn't mention Ashuras, doesn't mention Sirtut in the Tshuva, because that was Rikma. Rikma is not really a Derech Ksiva at all. But you still can't represent a whole Cheftza of Parsha.
So if that's not a Maisa Ksiva, the Rikma, then how is it Nisr of Megillah now?
It's Nisr of Megillah, apparently, as you can't produce an entity, even not through Derech Ksiva. You can't produce a new entity of the content. See, what I'm trying to say is that the Isser comes from trying to sort of make a phantom
perversion,
right? So the perversion is Tofes the Iker. You can't take the Iker and pervert it. The Iker in Torah is the content.
can't represent it in a different way. Even Rikma. But Sirtut, is kavua, Sirtut is an accident of the ksav. Ksav itself. So if you're not doing Ashuras, you're not perverting anything.
What? So you're not printing like,
So everybody's, so Lamaisa, it's really, everyone holds the Ace Lassos. But if you look at Ramosha, he has a lot of tshuvas. He says, Ace Lassos, and many of Rishonim seem also, Ace Lassos, you really need an Ace Lassos. Just, you want to write Kol Sasson, Kol Simcha, you know, that's, what's Ace Lassos to write a pasuk? Because of, you could do is you could write three words in three words.
Right. But I'm saying by writing, like, let's say you wanted to have a print for kids or print out a parsha.
Right, off. Right. So it's funny. So that's the Tash Bates. He has an interesting, that's his question. They used to write a parsha on like a slate apparently and then erase it every week. Mm-hmm. So his question is, can you do that? So he has a tshuvas from Rambam's father. It's very so interesting to see Rambam's father write tshuvas. And he said, you gotta do it with the Sirugin thing. You gotta do Rashi Tevos, you gotta do... That's why they do the Aleph Lamed combined, that's part of this whole thing. They don't want to write the Pasuk with the regular letters.
Yeah.
So, they hold, as long as you deviate, like the Ramzad, you do some Simon, you do some different language. Oh, but also, by the way, just last thing, in the end of that Shuvah, the Ram says you really should also be Makbid not to use Ksav Ashuras for anything. Mm-hmm. In other words, so you take the Chetzah of Torah, and then the Isser is deviating from that. So Parsha doesn't matter what surah you put it into. Sirta would seem to be a din in the kvias of the ksivas of the ksav. But then the letters itself, the Ram says you shouldn't use for other things. That also is a like a ganai. So it's not an Isser, but it's midas chasidus. Everything from the Torah should be kavua in that section that way.
Just one question on the on the Asher Sazina thing.
Yeah.
So we have that Zizan Yatfilin.
That's a good question. Right.
So apparently we're Nitan as their own partials for that mitzvah.
So how do you know? How do you know there's no mitzvah writing Asher Sazina as a partial from the Asma?
Right. It's a good question. I mean, Yichsav the Mamas is also Yisecha. So why do you have to put the whole Torah?
Yeah,
right. Right.
No big tefillin.
I'm sure they asked that question.
So it's interesting. The Tash Bates wants to argue with the Rambam's Psak on the Talis. So he says why? He says because he says, what do you see from the Gemara Yevamos? I mean, he wants to learn that over there. That it's only, he wants to say, it's only usser when you're writing something that's for Kriya, or for Limud.
Mm-hmm. You mean the usser of?
Parsha. Yeah, Megillah.
It only was written for Kriya.
He says that's his problem. He says, I'll admit that's a little difficult. So you have to say they read it, to write it, whatever. But he wants to say, like Rashi is saying, like, it's an of being koveya parsha, but parsha means an entity of limud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get him a...
So shira is for limud. That's what the shira is for.
Right.
And you say the limud is, either you can have an entity of limud like this, or no, the limud must be the whole Torah. But just the mitzvah of Uchsav Tamam Zos Vesecho is different. That's a good question though.